This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
Early hour on Saturday, not so early, but Saturday. And first of all, I would like to thank express my thanks to Nadine Gandhi, who is sitting in the last line. She should also sit here, I think, but she organized this exhibition, Les Femmes Parlent, and this is a very special event for many reasons. Also, because this is a very dynamic and nomadic gallery, and there has been already two very big changes during the last two decades, and this exhibition marks one more big change in the life of the gallery. Actually, the gallery opened 1992 in Prague and moved 2005 to Bratislava, and it was from the beginning the intention to support and to show progressive and conceptual art, especially media art also and photography in Prague and in Bratislava, and to build bridges between France and this region. So this is a very exceptional workshop, and which is shown in the editions of the gallery. You can see that many, many new exhibitions were produced in this place. And now the gallery will close in this form, and it will start a new, very experimental form at the end of this year, again in Bratislava, but both concerning the architecture and the content. Again, it's a new beginning and very interesting change. So this exhibition, Les Femmes Parlent, we started to organize about 1 year ago, one and a half year ago, and it is a very important summary of the work of the gallery of the last two decades. Because it is about artists who work in under quite difficult circumstances and still remain on the conceptual level, and it is very much about the role of women during the last 20 years in our region. So now I would like to be short, and I would like to introduce everybody. First of all, I would like to introduce Nadine Gandhi, who is sitting there on that side, and then Jana Cvikova. She is the editor of the magazine Aspect, which was... Does she? Yeah, Jana. Yeah, there are two editors among us. It's Otilia. Sorry? Oh, it's Otilia. Come on.
Yeah. And this is my co-founder, friend.
Yes.
Co-worker,
Jana Juranova. Yeah, Jana Juranova and Jana Cvikova, both of them co-founders of Aspect magazine, which is the most important magazine or edition for women's issues in our region. And feminist issues for our region. This is Orsi Drozdik. She will be my critic all the time. She's... I introduce everybody very briefly, and you are one of the few performance artists and women's activists in the 70s in Hungary, since the 70s, so it is impossible to introduce all your work, yes?
Not activist. Yes. I was not activist, I was an artist, yes. But the work what I did, it was Harbinger.
What was it?
Harbinger. It means the few in the 70s who specifically concentrated in Hungary on the feminist issues. I was not alone, the feminism as it is in Hungary was censored before the Second World War. And the emancipation was enforced, and the conceptual art get involved, lots of women get involved, but very few of them has a feminist program.
And one thing I would like to add is that she is based in New York and in Budapest still. Yes, yes, and professor at the Academy of Fine Arts in Budapest. And I would like to introduce also Adele Eisenstein. She's art critic, curator, also based in New York and Budapest. Only in Budapest. Okay. I thought it sounds somehow very even more international than we are, but we are anyway international. So you are art critic and curator based in Budapest. You live since when do you live in Budapest?
Since 1990. I came from New York originally.
And she is doing a lot for us in Budapest in the art scene. So, and I'm Rosa El Hassan. I'm an artist. I live also in Budapest. So now this is very Hungarian corner here. And I'm of Syrian origins, if everybody tells about background. And I do performances, and I write, and I curate, and I make drawings. So I would suggest that everybody speaks 5 or 10 minutes, and then we have a discussion. Then I would like to ask Adele, if you have any general statement, what you like to tell us or say, it is very welcome. But I have a second question after your statement, because you started to make interviews with, and you did already interviews with many of us, many of the artists participating. And my question is, what was the most striking or touching moment during these interviews? So this is my second question. But first of all, I would also like to ask you the same question about the change during the last 20 years and about your experience maybe also when you came to Budapest. Yeah? Okay.
So I feel in a bit of a strange position because I got involved in this project very recently at Rosa's request, and I got involved as a writer about the exhibition and to have discussions with the artists about, well, starting from one specific question, which is also on the invitation card, which is asking all of the artists to look back on the 20 years and to try to remember maybe how they felt or what they thought in 1989, what kind of hopes they had about the way things would change, what kind of fears they might have had, what they felt afterwards were the most important transformations that occurred, and how they impacted the artists, both as artists and as women. So I've been starting out from that point to interview. I've only interviewed a few artists so far, and I also didn't really know what form this discussion was going to take now. I don't think I have so much to say because I'm sort of on the outside and on the inside at the same time, since I arrived just after the wall came down from New York. And I can say from my own point of view that I had big hopes about what would happen in this part of the world. As someone who came from a Russian immigrant family to the States 2 generations before, and when I was growing up, and I came to Hungary as a young adult, I really was always very dissatisfied with the whole capitalist system. And from what I read about socialist or communist theory, I was very interested and I had very positive feelings about the theory. I, of course, recognized that what actually happened in this part of the world was maybe not the way Marx and Engels planned their theory, but I was always very interested to see how it's working in practice. And somehow I felt when the wall came down that this was really the place of opportunity to start a completely new system. And I had a fear at that time that actually the capitalist system of the West would come here, but I hoped somehow that there would be a way to find something new instead of that. And I have to say, of course, at this point I'm very disappointed at the so-called wild capitalism that came to this part of the world, because I still see that what we have, and of course I can see much more clearly from Hungary than from other countries, although I've traveled a lot, especially in former Yugoslavia, that there's not so much real democracy as just this market-oriented capitalism. But I don't really want to talk so much about my experience coming from outside. I thought more to ask the artists really how they see the situation, how their work has changed, or what they feel are the most important issues. So I would also say maybe we should just make the statements first, and then I could raise more questions.
For the next statement, I would like to ask Oshi, but also if there are other artists from the exhibition here, like Ilona, you participate in the exhibition. I think you are the only one, and I would be very happy if you could also make a short statement after Oshi and Eva also on the other side. So, but now next one is it's your turn, Oshi. If you. I asked you already many, many questions, so you have the possibility to choose one of my questions. Or you need would you like to have one?
No.
Okay. You have 10 minutes to talk. Yes. Okay.
I try to keep it 10 minutes. I was just thinking on Jana's historical aspect of how the social and the personal we dealt with the social and the personal as a program for feminist or woman art, how we balance the social and the personal. But that's always an issue to balance between the social and the personal. How the individual experience with the social political experience and the politics, the personal politics, and religious or political politics would interfere with our life and with our art. That's always an important issue. My personal story is. I still balancing. It's obnoxious to say I commute between New York and Budapest, and that's it's somehow a privileged position. In a way, I personally suffer it more than feeling it as a privilege. But also, this is a privilege to be able to live in those cities. To experience Eastern Europe, to experience Budapest is very special for me. To understand what's happening, I totally personally had to isolate myself. And the other way, socially, to be the inner activity takes over most of my energy and my life. At the same times, I think and work a lot about the social. I privatize very much my private life, but the private goes into my social experience, as all feminist art does. So somehow in that very fragile balance, I try to make my new art. It's going 4 years ago, four and some years ago, to Budapest to teach. It was a turning point in my life. I had to relearn the country. That's not the country what I left as. It is more difficult to learn it because I have a lot more prejudice, so preconception and pre-knowledge, which I cannot place back to my situation. Because 20 years were missing, or 20-some years, I don't know exactly, missing as my personal experience following the happening, took me 4 years to understand how the political change happened. And one what I would like to emphasize, and I talk a lot about it, in the aspect of feminism, as we really have to research, that's what I think, That's my personal thought, and also my social, the communal thought. We had to research feminism, which was before the Second World War. Because the communist ideology, which censored anything which was middle class and upper middle class, they censored the feminism which was created by middle class or upper middle class feminists. And that was was replaced by so-called emancipation, and that was also a program which was given by the Communist Party's program, and this the two was totally separated, and if ever we will match, that's I would put lots of effort into it. Also, I am not a researcher; I want to maintain my life as an artist, not as a researcher. But I encourage very much any time when I have any public possibilities, encourage to link the two. My first experience was when I was teaching first at CU, Central European University. All the Eastern European feminists were declaring that feminism was imported from the West. And because I have experiences through my family, through my mother knowledge, and also books of feminist congresses between the two world war, 1945, there was a history and lots of feminist conferences, lots of feminist movement, also between women artists. They made unions, they made women unions, and then lots of effort was made. And this effort is unresearched and unwelcomed in many ways, because has a prejudice, stamped by a prejudice, and that would be very important and to link. What is my knowledge about the history of the 20 years? I have no knowledge. I had some preconception, which I collected being in New York or traveling, and the other experiencing the result of it in the last 4 years. And it's not always to my likeness. Feminism such would spread right now in Eastern Europe, and the most women artists who doing very interesting work and very much of based on a gender aspect, a woman point of view, would not declare themselves as feminist. So there's lots of conflict, the old conflict, how I fit into the society if I declare that. Is that a combative political statement which would include and exclude certain aspect, and also like any kind of movement, as we were talking about in this morning, movement has, I was telling you, you already know that story, how little welcome I was in New York as a feminist, because New York feminist usually did not allow the Western woman, coming from Eastern European woman, to declare their own feminism. And that would be never included. It come much later, a different aspect of feminism, which I formed in my work and in my personal point of view or my political view, that was not welcomed in New York between feminists. As took me long fight and to be accepted, and I had to tell you I'd never succeeded.
I think it is better if you go on this discussion, because I would not like to speak. If somebody wants to know something about my work, I have two videos, but maybe it is better to show at the end and to go on, don't you think? Or then it's more fluent discussion.
It would be good if you would talk a little bit about your thoughts about it. Don't accept.
No, because I feel I don't have enough possibilities to show my videos, and therefore I'm always more happy to show my videos than to to talk just about them. But we go on this discussion, and at the end, when we have a break, I will show two of my videos, and that's my statement. Yes, is it okay for everybody? Yes.
I think Rosa should say something about. Actually, I couldn't do an interview with you yet.
Yes.
And I think Rosa is an interesting case for me because of having this dual Hungarian and Syrian background. And maybe I'm wrong to just say it now, but my feeling is that in the last years you are more and more focusing on your Syrian background. And I wonder if you would say something about that, or if you feel like you've changed somehow your focus.
Yes, I mean, it is very complicated, so no, I can't avoid to make a statement, but first of all, I was a conceptual artist, and I was working with conceptual and abstract forms, and a lot with drawings. That was my starting point during 10 years in the early 90s. And then I got involved into many, many Eastern European exhibitions, and I exhibited a lot with Oleg Kulik, with Milica Tomic, with Marina Abramovic, and this very expressive Eastern European actionists who were very often working with political icons and or with media icons. And through this Eastern European body art movement and through my friendships and connections to Russia and to Yugoslavia, I came in 1999 to political art. We started to do performances, first at all in Belgrade, with Milica Tomic. And this clash of East and West, what I considered earlier as a private story because of my background, which is half Muslim and half Catholic. So this became a public affair through our actions in Yugoslavia and in Pristina and in many, many cities during the Yugoslav War. It was very important for us artists to have a very strong statement against war and against racism during this time. So I ended up somehow unconsciously in this... I was drifted into this Middle East issue question, and I in one of my performances I used somehow by chance I used the image of Arafat, and then before we used also the image of Jörg Haider, and we used many, many media icons, and it was first at all a feminist statement for us as a performance artist to use important politician's image. But in the moment when I touched this Palestinian issue, I was in the middle of a completely different political question. I was not prepared to that. I have to admit. But somehow that was 10 years ago, and during the last 10 years, I worked with many peace activists from Israel and from Arab side. So I learned how to deal with the question. So I don't know. I don't have. I hope I don't have so many difficulties to face it, because. So, but no, I consider it as a political question, and not. There are still many questions I can't decide. And also so one of my questions related to feminism is how political art has to be. That was one of my questions. And also I have two questions to Jana. One if it's the best way for feminist issues, if it's combined with art, because sometimes art is very decadent and very free, and we are big egoists. And that was one of my main difficulty when I was dealing with Middle East peace talks, was that the art is very free, and the meaning of art can't come to one point, because the meaning is always an open question. So you can't make definite statements. And in the moment when you have a political question, you have to make a very, very well-defined statement. Otherwise, it creates only conflict. That was my experience. And maybe this is also true for a woman's question, that sometimes art is not so well defined, or maybe it is different in this case, because one part of the feminist issue is the image of the woman. So this is maybe, I don't, what would you, you have some...
I have thoughts about it. There are so many generations. There is the fourth generations of feminism. There are harbingers. There are, pioneers like the two Janas here, and many of us who really went through enormous. It has different phases, and the. I can imagine generations which was fighting for a woman voice and the woman expressing themselves. It was not easy to find that way to define our... So what is the differences? Why we are different? Where is it? How is it? How we can place it into the society? How we can express it personally? How you can use art for it? How is that art? Where is the borderline? So there is many generations before me considered lots of issues, feminist issues, and I had to be knowledgeable about that period when what was the history of feminism, and somehow without understanding the previous generation's fight and importance, we cannot create new art. It's, if we would say life started when I was born, all of us, all of artists like to say that. Life started and art started when I was born, when I started to make my art. And that's an individual statement. The social statement was the art was before I was born, and art already existed, and lots of things what I can learn from it. It's the same with feminism. It's if you don't learn from our... previous generations, then we don't know what is the social. We only know the personal and our personal experiences, which we would like to have through our ego, through our ambitions, through our artistic narcissism, which we all share as an individual, without... giving acknowledgement all the history and understanding it. And obviously, each generation criticizes the previous one. That's happened in Rome. Catholicism destroyed the Roman, the all the artistic production of the Romans. So there is all generations thinking about I'm changing the course of history. So what I am doing is more important than anybody else did. And we all started like young artists like this. So, but when you get older, we really had to link all the aspects of it, although our individual participation is very different. Sorry, that's it.
I have another question. If nobody else has questions, it is connected to Adele's first statement when you said that you were really surprised or disappointed to see wild capitalism growing or in Eastern Europe or in Budapest when you arrived in Budapest, and I have a quite provocative question it is coming. I allow myself to criticize a little bit from the Islamic aspect, and because when in times of crisis, of times of financial crisis, or in times of war, the protection of family is very important, I think. And like I was in Pristina just after the war in Kosovo, and there were no homeless people. So many, many villages and buildings were bombed, but nobody was on the street because this family discipline was very strong in the Islamic country, and everybody, if there were 12 people in one room, they stayed for the night in the room, but nobody was left on the street because there was this strong and very hierarchic and patriarchal protection of the family. And when I go in Budapest on the street, there are so many homeless people and alcohol, so it is a very deep moral crisis of the society. And I think this is, and I see some controversy between freedom of feminism you speak about, which is a very important intellectual freedom also, and freedom of art. And it, for me, it is one of the most emblematic appearance of freedom in 20th century, the feminism and appearance of democracy also. And on the other hand, when we live in a society where we don't really believe, which is not democratic, which is in crisis, and when you don't have any protection, you still need this traditional values and discipline of family. And this is rather patriarchic, I think. Or yes, maybe somebody... I don't know if it's relevant or not. If it's not relevant, we can skip the question.
Na 4 konferencje, także it is relevant, but for many conferences, yes. I think. Because this is a really hard issue. So yeah. To discuss it now, možno I will try to say what I mean, yes. In Slovak now. Sorry.
But maybe yes.
Prepačte.
What I was thinking before also was when we were talking with Ilona, she was saying when we were talking about women's art or feminist art, or I was asking if she feels any different being in the position of a woman and an artist, and she told me that she felt more as a humanist, I think. And I think this is something very important, that because of the problems that we see more and more now with homelessness and problems of immigration and what's done with migrants, what's done with refugees, and the position that they're in Europe, especially not only in Europe, that more artists, not only women artists, but a lot of women artists do focus on the issue of homelessness or migration. And Ilona is one, and Tanya is one, who unfortunately is not here now. But yeah, I wouldn't put these things together of patriarchal society or matriarchal.
I wanted to provoke.
No, and this is something which is very, very sad for me, because when I left New York, I couldn't deal with the situation of homelessness there, actually. And so it was horrible for me to see, as time goes on, how big the problem gets in Hungary especially. I mean, here last night in the middle of the city, I saw only a few homeless people or people lying in the street. But in Hungary, it's quite overwhelming. But it just came to my mind as well. There's an interesting exhibition in Hungary right now, not in Budapest, but in Dunaujváros, called Agents and Provocateurs. And there's a film series to go with it. And one of the first films that was shown was a very old film of Želimir Žilnik from Serbia, a black film, which as a young guy, he just went out with a camera and in a very, not amateur way, but in a very casual way on the street. And he somehow wanted to test this question of not having homelessness under the communist system or socialist system in Yugoslavia. And he found several homeless men on the street and brought them home and began to interview them. And it's an interesting comparison, because probably under the former systems you didn't really see it the way you do now, but it did exist. And I don't know if anyone can address that at all. There was something else I wanted to say, though, just as a kind of aside, the question of violence against women, because I have dealt with it a lot. I used to be the chair of Amnesty International in Hungary, and that's one of our strongest campaigns, is to fight violence against women. And just as a former psychology student also, I would say it's a much more complicated issue than not leaving from a violent relationship because there's nowhere to go. It's also a very complicated psychological question, I think.
Len veľmi krátko, pardon. Samozrejme, že viem, že je to komplikovanejší problém, keďže sme sa mu venovali veľmi dlhé roky. Išlo mi len o príklad toho, že čo znamená udržiavanie tradičnej rodiny, tej patriarchálnej. Naozaj len o to.
Like the first feminist movement, it also deals with the issue what Ilona's work dealing with, when we lose all the men. All the men dies at age 45. At the First World War, in Hungary, for example, but all countries who was participating, they lost all their men. So women were in workforce. So feminism was also in force. So there are lots of social also in the workforce, men is more vulnerable. That's also it's a very big issue in black societies where men totally powerless, so cannot participate in the patriarchal power. And then what's woman choice? So what is the woman's choice? Protecting men to protect the society or the patriarchal structure, or turn to be independent and turn against. So that's issue, the poverty, how to deal with poverty. Obviously, it's an issue for women and men, for both. But that doesn't mean women has to support patriarchal political and power structure or support it.
Yes. Yes, I think also that feminism is very important for the democracy within the family. And one more... And one more small thing I would like to add, that in Hungary we have this terrible problem of homelessness. It is really growing and it's really incredible for European measures or practice. But usually it's men who are affected because somehow there are much more men on the street. So I think it's very complex, this question. I think I didn't want to talk against feminism. I just wanted to provoke. And even if it's a patriarchal family, then it's the men are also affected by this system. So it's only one. It can be also a mother or a father, the eldest, who is the boss. But it affects both men and women. It's much more complex than we can discuss at this moment. I'm the moderator. I'm sorry.
Very briefly, just.
Yes.
I think I'm a number one woman, and I protect women issues, and men could speak up for their issues. So in that way, my number one issues which I want to talk about is the women issues.
Yes, I think it's for me it's a metaphor of radical democracy and freedom. The women issues as we deal with. I think we can quite soon stop and have a break and coffee, or if somebody has questions in the audience, we can still answer.